3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. And speaking of power, let's head down to Daytona right now, joined by the Hall of Famer, Rusty Wallace. And we understand, Rusty, you got a pretty good view as you're checking in with us right now.
Yeah, I do. I got a great view. We're up here in the broadcast booth, the Motor Racing Network broadcast booth, looking down at the start-finish line here at Daytona. And right now, they got some action on the track. Got the Truck Series out there practicing. But we actually go green flag just a little bit after 7 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock your time there in Nashville for the Blue-Green Vacations Dual 150s tonight. That's the qualifying races. And it's the race that's going to establish the final lineup for the big Daytona 500 on Sunday. So we're all excited about that. And if you remember, they had a lot of crashes and the Busch Clash this past Sunday. And I expect that to be a little different today.
I love the duels, though. Just knowing what's at stake for guys and just seeing guys in new places and in new rides. This is one of the most fun days or nights in this case of the season for me, just because it so much kind of whets your appetite for what's to come.
Well, you know, we've been off for a while, and yeah, you're right. This is the class was a big race, but this is actually a very important race. This one tonight actually starts the lineup for the 500, but it is good to see the new colors, the new crew chief lineups, and see how these cars are really going to perform. And actually, the rules that they have this year are a lot different than Daytona 500 last year. So we got we have no more restrictor plates. We've got what they call the tapered spacer. Engines are making more horsepower. They got more downforce the cars do, and it makes the racing look just a little bit different. So, you know, there's always something different. And I think everybody, this is one of their favorite races, the 150s, because they get to see, you know, two races. They get to see two 150s, and they get to see their favorite drivers in different colors. And it's a good snapshot to see how things might turn out on Sunday.
Sure. Rusty Wallace, our guest. New team for Ricky Stenhouse and the pole for the 500. That's a pretty good start.
Yeah, that was a real good start for Ricky Stenhouse. I mean, to take that team that he's new to now, and that team has got Hendrick engines, and we all know those engines are really good, and that had to aid him in grabbing that pole position for the 500. But he held a pretty wheel. He really did a nice job getting around the racetrack and qualifying. And the car's real slick looking, and so, you know, you got to imagine that team is really jacked up, and so I'm happy for him.
Rusty Wallace, our guest, you talk about favorite drivers, obviously. A popular one, Jimmy Johnson, in his final full-time season in Cup racing. How do you think he fares?
Well, a lot of talk about Jimmy Johnson right now because this is his last year, and this is his last shot at winning the Daytona 500 before he hangs it up full-time racing. And so I will tell you, I haven't seen Jimmy Johnson this excited in a long time. Every time you talk to him or media talks to him, he's all positive. He's really positive. In fact, he's even saying that after the year's over, he's going to stay racing. Maybe it's not NASCAR, but for sure it won't be NASCAR on a full-time basis. Right. But he's talking about some open-wheel stuff. He's talking about going maybe trying some off-road stuff again. So he's definitely not going to sit in the couch, that's for sure.
It's interesting, Rusty. We've seen several big names leave the sport over the last few years. Jimmy will be the next one. Do you feel like the sport is doing enough to kind of prop up to publicize, to build up this next generation of guys? And I'll ask you this, are they ready to handle that kind of pressure?
Well, I think that the new drivers coming up, I mean, they'll tell you that, hey, we're new at it. But, I mean, I look at one of our rising superstars, Chase Elliott. He's got, you know, about 3 years into it, and I believe it is, and he's getting faster and faster, and he gets smoother and smoother. Got a little bit of wreck. He got a little bit of wreck on Sunday in the clash, but, you know, he learned from that. But you got him, you got Ryan Blaney, you got Eric Jones. A lot of these young guys are coming up, and they're really fast, and they're doing a good job. And you know what? All we can do is just tutor them along, and NASCAR can just stay working and trying to get the current fan to understand the new crop of drivers. Because let's face it, I'm not coming back, and Stewart's not coming back, Gordon's not coming back, and so it is what
it
is. And so now we just got to stay digging.
Rusty, Kyle Busch has won everywhere, but he's offered the Daytona 500. Is this his time, maybe?
Yeah, I think this is a perfect opportunity for Kyle Busch to pick up a Daytona 500 when he's really, really fast. He last year had an up-and-down year, but right there at the very end when it counted, he dominated and came through and won the championship, won the race, and he's running good here. Another driver that got in a wreck in the clash on Sunday, but will probably rebound and have a great Daytona 500. Gibbs' cars have always ran good here at Daytona, with Denny Hamlin picking up two Daytona 500 wins. And there's no reason Kyle Busch can't do it.
Rusty Wallace, our guest right now, a big conversation here in Nashville is, you know, NASCAR in Nashville, NASCAR coming back to Nashville. What's your take on racing in NASCAR in Nashville?
Well, I've always loved Nashville. I grew up running the short track there on the fairgrounds in Nashville and won some big races at that racetrack and missed it when it was gone. But I'll tell you, that's a lot of water cooler talk going on right now in the garage areas and the whole industry about going back to Nashville. I think a lot of that is spearheaded by Marcus Smith, who owns the Texas track in Charlotte and Bristol and that. But a lot of people are behind him on that idea. So we'll see what happens. The NASCAR guys are in the mood right now, that thinking out of the box and changing some things that maybe we didn't see coming. So I haven't seen anybody verify that they're coming back to Nashville, but there sure is a lot of talk about it.
You raced the last couple of cup races here. I'm sure, you know, you're putting the car on the hauler, and if somebody said, hey, man, we're going to be 2020 before we ever talk about racing cup here again, that probably would have been hard to believe in a place like Nashville where there are true race fans.
Well, you know, they tried to run the track out there in Lebanon, which everybody called it the Nashville racetrack, and that's a beautiful racetrack, but it just couldn't get the popularity like the old track have. So now with the bigger track not in operation at the moment, and NASCAR wanting to go back to its roots and go to shorter tracks again, it makes perfect sense to go in there and rebuild the place, put some money into it, and light the wick and get after it again.
Well, just to let you know, some major things happened with regard to that today, and there's been kind of a battle between, like, a soccer stadium that's going next to the Speedway and which one is going to get done, and it looks like, as of today, both are going to happen, so you can kind of spread the word down there at Daytona. It looks like NASCAR will be back in Nashville, and that's a good thing because this is the perfect centralized location to draw fans from a lot of different places.
Well, I totally agree with you. If that's the case, what you're saying, I'm happy for you guys, and I haven't heard that official from anybody, so you might know something I don't know.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Rusty Wallace, our guest. But, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people at places like North Wilkesboro who wish they could get that same news, and I know there's a lot of race fans, Rusty, that love short track racing because what it does and the intensity and, you know, what happens in the pits after the races and all those kind of things. It'd be cool to see NASCAR embrace those type of tracks again in those places and those short tracks.
Well, NASCAR always has embraced the short track, that's for sure. They always wanted to get bigger and bigger markets too, but there's been so much talk of late how they missed the short tracks and they missed what we did have in the past. And so I think because of those reasons, there's a lot of attention being played on getting back to Nashville. And plus with the banquet being there, there was a lot of good things happened during that banquet that everybody loved. And it was a good atmosphere that they told me that everybody enjoyed. So a lot of good races. We'll just have to, a lot of good reasons. I mean, we'll just have to sit back and see if it really does happen.
Hey, we discuss this often. You guys at MRN are some of the absolute very best in any sports broadcasting business. By the way, MRN's coverage of the Daytona 500 starts Sunday at 12:30 right here on The Zone. You guys make every lap sound like it's the Super Bowl. It's just fantastic, and I hope you guys know how much racing fans appreciate what you do on the air and how good it is for all of you guys.
I really appreciate you saying that because, I mean, I hear that a lot from race fans, and I'm honestly really blessed to work with these guys. I mean, with Alex Hayden and Jeff Striegel up in the booth doing the play-by-play and me doing a lot of analytical work, and our corner guys, Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, Kyle Ricci in the corners, and the guys, you know, on the pit road. You look at a guy like Winston Kelly. I mean, this guy's been around for a long time, runs the NASCAR Hall of Fame, for Pete's sake. Steve Post, a real passionate guy.
Postman.
Oh, yeah, Postman. I mean, so the thing I love so much about the Motor Racing Network, guys, these guys know what the hell they're talking about. There's no doubt about that. This is their life. This is what they've done. They've grown up. They know the drivers. They know the cars. They know what's happening. And like I said, I'm honored to sit with them because it feels real good. And I think when you listen to this broadcast, I like what you said. It could be the most boring race in the world, but when you listen to MRN, it sounds like the most exciting race in the world, and that is cool. And I agree with you. The tones of their voices, the way they react to everything, is these guys are superstars of what they do in NASCAR. And I think most of the people in the garage area and the fans like it, and I'm just glad to be part of it.
If you can't be at the race, the next best thing is listening to you guys, and really the best thing would be at the race with headphones on listening to you guys. On the way out, maybe a dark horse pick or somebody you kind of like that nobody's seeing for the chance to win on Sunday?
Well, let me think about that just a second. But before I lose track of this, I think that we're going to go live in about 5 minutes, actually, in Nashville, Tennessee. The Motor Racing Network's pre-race show will for tonight. So tell your viewers to tune in or listeners to tune in. And this race is going to start just a little bit after 7 o'clock here Eastern time, 6 o'clock your time. We'll see what happens. But for a dark horse, who can be a dark horse? Are you talking about the Daytona 500, or are you talking about the 150s tonight?
Oh, no, the 150s will be fun, but I'm talking about the granddaddy, the 500.
Well, you know, when you think about a dark horse, I got to pick the guy that's actually in the pole right now, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's proved that he can really run on these speedways. He's fast on these speedways, and he's got a fast car right now. So I'm going to label him a dark horse, and I'll go ahead and say that could be my dark horse pick right there.
Rusty, man, awesome catching up with you. Thank you for the time. Enjoy the view. Enjoy the duels tonight and the 500 on Sunday. We can't wait to catch it all on MRN. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, everybody. Tell everybody in Nashville we said hello, and you never know. We might be showing up at a race there one of these days.
Love it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hall of Famer right there, Rusty Wallace. When we come back, how about this? From Rusty Wallace, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. That's next on 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery.